drift, dream, and sleep. That's what you want to do. That is why you're here. Now, I want you to know something very important. My voice is going to be a pathway deep into your subconscious mind, deep into trance. It doesn't matter if you've been hypnotized by me many times before. It doesn't matter if you've been hypnotized by somebody else many times before. It doesn't matter if you think that you have never been hypnotized at all. Because everybody has had a time in the past where they've just been caught up in something and time seems to have slipped away. They've just become so engrossed in what they're doing, so enthralled, going along with the flow, and that is a state of trance. Many people don't realize it. Many people don't think back and realize how profoundly deep they really were inside their own mind, lost within their own thoughts. However, what if there was somebody there to guide you deeper and deeper? What if you had a guide who'd help you go so very deep into your mind, deep into the peaceful bliss of your subconsciousness, so that you may sleep safe and sound, deeply and peacefully? That sounds rather nice now, doesn't it? Maybe the idea of being hypnotized into a deep, peaceful sleep is already making those eyelids of yours feel rather heavy. I wonder how it would feel to be a person who's been hypnotized 100 times before. Would their eyelids even still be open? I wonder how it would feel to be a person who's been hypnotized 1,000 times before. Maybe just the suggestion of sleep would be enough to send them spiraling down. And I wonder how a person who has lost count of the number of times they've been hypnotized would react to my soothing and inviting voice. Because do we ever really know how many times we've truly been hypnotized and taken into trance? Do we count every single light trance where you've just been daydreaming a bit, perhaps, losing track of time? Or does it only count if somebody tells you to sleep and go deep? Does it only count if they make you open your eyes even though they feel so very heavy in 1, 2, 3, open those eyes? Does it count if you have to breathe in and out slowly and deeply closing your eyes every time you exhale as you drift down, breathing out. On odd numbers, closing those eyes and breathing in slowly and deeply. On even numbers, struggling to open those heavy eyelids. 5, breathe out, close those eyes. 4, breathe in. Even though it's difficult to open those eyes, you try to. 3, you know what to do. 2, following the pattern. And 1, sleep. Deep down deep. What counts as being hypnotized? Are you deep enough? Or could you go deeper? Or are you already losing track of everything, letting your mind melt away into nothingness, flowing further and further away, like a river, your stream of thoughts leaving you behind, drifting, empty and blank, ready to be guided along on a fun, little, hypnotic fantasy. Because it's fun and enjoyable to let go of control for a little bit, to relax and drift. It's just the same as if you're watching a movie. And if you ever feel the need to make yourself more comfortable, you can always wake up right now, pause the experience, and come back to it when you're ready and comfortable. Just like a movie, you can hit play again and sleep down deep. You dropped very deep there, because you feel very safe. You know that if these feelings were to ever change, you could just pause the experience and wake up. However, since you feel so safe, you can sleep very deeply. That's good. I'm happy you feel safe with me. Drift down deeper and deeper into this safe relaxation as I count down from 10 to 1. As I count down, you're going to feel warmth and relaxation flowing down your body, starting at your head and going all the way down to your toes. 10. Feel that warm relaxation starting at the very top of your head. Your whole head feels relaxed, and all the small muscles around your eyes go loose and limp. 9. This relaxation flows down to your neck and shoulders. You may find that you slump over a bit. That's okay. Just relax. 8. As this relaxation continues to flow down your body, you find that your mind is blanking out. It's as if everything's vanishing, even the numbers. 7. The relaxation's flowing down your arms, all the way to your fingertips, letting your hands go loose and limp. There's no need to hold on to anything. Just let go. 6. The relaxation flows down your chest, and your breathing slows down. It's okay. It's time to let go. 5. Halfway there, your mind becoming a foggy, hazy, sleepy thing, slowing down to nothingness. 4. The relaxation's flowing down from your waist to your knees, going loose and limp, every single muscle relaxing. Three, down past your knees to your ankles, letting go, knowing that you wouldn't be able to move or walk, but that's okay. You're drifting down, deep into your mind. Two, finally the relaxation reaches all the way down to your feet and toes. Every last bit of stress and tension is leaving your body. There's no way for you to think anymore. Just let go. One, sleep. Deep, mindless sleep. It's okay to blank out and let go of all the numbers, all the thoughts. Everything can just be gone. 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 Your mind is dreaming right now, accepting my voice as its truth and reality. You're here to experience this pleasant dream and to sleep. Sleep. Deep, deep sleep. My voice is the pathway, a familiar pathway. It's a sunny day, and you're walking down a path towards something, something familiar, a river, walking down a path that borders a meadow and a forest towards the river. You can feel the refreshing cool breeze from the river on this warm, sunny day. And beside you is me, your guide, helping you, guiding you further along this pathway, walking in this warm, sunny day. It's such a beautiful day. The temperature's perfect. And it would be so nice to go down to the river and drift. As you walk down the path, you find that you're dressed exactly how you'd like to be to drift down the river and perhaps even sleep. Your mind is ready and prepared. You're perfectly comfortable and at ease with me, safe and sound, going down, down this path, down, down to the river. Ah. We're getting close now. I think I can just barely hear it. Almost there. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we are, next to the river. But this isn't any normal river. No. This river is filled with giant lily pads. And these lily pads are really quite something special. You see, they're the size of a rather large bed. And you know what? They're so safe and buoyant, they could be used as a bed. Look right here. There's one right on the side of the river. It's almost as if it's been waiting here. Let me slowly get into the water and bring it over to the shore so that you don't have to get wet. Here we go. Now, you're safe and sound. I'm holding on to it. Take a step onto it. Now, you see, it holds your weight perfectly, and now you can just lay down upon it as I climb back on to the lily pad and push us off from the shore. My. Look at you. You look so sleepy. Is it the soothing sound of the river? Your rather long day? The gentle rocking of this lily pad as it flows down the river? Or perhaps the sound of my voice? What was it that made you so sleepy? Does it even matter if you can't remember or if you do? Because it's okay. I am here. I'll make sure you're safe and sound as we float down the river. Look into my eyes. That's it. Good. Good. You're safe and sound here. It's okay to sleep. It's okay to dream. Look deeply into my hypnotic blue eyes as I gently reach out and pet your head. There. It's time to sleep. Shh. Every time my hand gently passes over your head, a deep wave of drowsiness hits you. It makes you want to close your eyes so very much. It makes you want to dream. It makes you want to sleep deeply. S-L-E-E-P. Sleep. Just sleep. Only sleep. You're the kind of person who's losing track of how many times they've been hypnotized, how many times they could drop into sleep so very deeply, bit by bit, trance by trance, letting go into sleep more easily and effortlessly than the time before. It's time to sleep. It's time to dream. It's time to let go of everything. No more thinking. No more thought. My hand gently moves from petting your head, and now I take my index finger and place it upon your forehead, and I slowly and gently trace the pattern of a spiral on your forehead with the tip of my finger, each revolution making you want to sleep more deeply. S L E E P sleep. You're always safe and sound with me. You can always drop so very deep into trance with me. No need for thinking, no need for thoughts. Just let the spiral take you down deeper and deeper. All your thoughts are flowing like a river, far away from you, until they're gone, gone, gone. Just deep, peaceful sleep. Your body is perfectly supported on the lily pad. It's like the world's best waterbed. Drifting and floating, floating and drifting, safe and sound with me. As you sleep, I gently take the tip of my index finger and swipe it down on your forehead, like flicking off a light switch. Sleep. 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 Every time I say sleep, I repeat this action. I gently trace the tip of my finger down upon your forehead, like I'm flipping the switch to your mind, so you can just sleep, sleep, sleep. S L E E, P, sleep. Deep, mindless sleep. Floating and drifting, safe and sound with me. Sleep. 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 Shut off your mind and sleep. 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 Deep down deep. Shh. It's time to sleep. It's time to dream. Let go of everything and sleep. Deep down deep. S L E E P sleep. 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 Sleep.